passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Many pet owners claim their pets are psychic, but is there any evidence for this? Lynn McTaggart is from Living the Field, and she has had her own psychic pet experiences.
I have a little Cavalier King Charles dog, and we had a problem over Christmas in that he's a teenager and he's got a little bit of a rebellious streak at the moment. And we were walking him on the common, and he walks off the lead, and he ran after another dog, and we lost him for half an hour. But being the smart little dog he is, we went home in despair and hoped somebody would phone. Someone else was looking for him, and he wandered home by himself. So a couple of months later, we were back walking him on the common, trying to get him back into line, and my neighbor bumped into us, walking with her dog and another person, and she introduced me by way of saying that I was her neighbor whose dog has ignored any kind of dog training and is absolutely useless. And I smiled sweetly and just kind of chuckled with all of them. But my dog didn't. My dog went up to her, cocked his leg, and piddled on her Wellington boot. And then he turned around and very sort of carefully walked around to her other leg and piddled on that one. And she was absolutely dumbfounded, but I was even more so, because I was sitting there thinking to myself, what was that? I was smiling and cheerful and carefree, so unless I was smelling different, he couldn't have picked up anything by my face or tone of voice. He must have either understood what was going on and the nuance of the language, and so had this incredible advanced cognitive ability, or he had read my thoughts, or some possible unknown third possibility. So I was fascinated about that, and I started looking into some other evidence of psychic pets. And of course, the person who has really done the most on this is biologist Rupert Sheldrake, who has done a whole body of evidence studying animals and pets of all variety that react to their owners coming home. And some of these stories have been absolutely amazing.
From the evidence that he's got then, would he have said the dog was reading your thoughts or reacting to your unpleasant neighbour?
He would have said the dog was reading my thoughts, that there was a psychic connection. And I've seen other things, too, that would lead me to believe that Ollie's developing a psychic connection with us. Sheldrake's collected about 600 accounts of these, and he's worked and done some very interesting studies with a woman in particular called Pam Smart. The dog stays with her parents when she goes to work, and the parents noticed that the dog would go to the window at a certain time, not necessarily set times every day, but a certain time. And when they started comparing notes with Pam, they found that was just at the point where she left her office to go home, not 2 minutes before she got home, when she was leaving to go home. So Dr. Sheldrake decided to check this out. And so he trained a video camera on Pam and on her dog and started having her leave at all different times of day. He would demonstrate that at 6:05, she began to leave from work miles away. Her dog, with the other video camera trained on it, would start running to the window, and he would know and stay there until she came home. Now, sometimes Dr. Sheldrake would tell her not to go home, to change her mind after going down the street or so. The dog would seem very confused and then would eventually go away from the window. And this was the case in the anecdotes and the case studies that he's collected from all over the world of many people talking about exactly the same thing. The dog reacting not only to when you start to leave for home, even at the moment you are thinking about leaving for home. And in Pam Smart's case, because Dr. Sheldrake gave her a pager and he would push the pager, and as soon as she got the ringing, she was to start getting her hat and coat and start going home. Before the pager was even rung, her dog would start being affected. So there was some sort of psychic knot that's going on there between dog and owner, animal and owner, that seems beyond anything that we can explain.
If the dog is already reacting before the buzz is even rung, then that implies that the psychic connection is not actually between the dog and the owner, because the owner doesn't know they're leaving yet.
No, it would simply remove the idea of temporal nature of it. This goes to a lot of the work that we've been doing on the field, which says that really everything in the world is all out there in the field, and that we're creating time and space, but that this is something that exists. This kind of psychic connection, as with all psychic connections, exists beyond a temporal situation. It exists beyond time and space, and that the dog is just smarter than we are in tapping into the field.
That's Lynn McTaggart from Living the Field, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com. www.theplanetsound.com. This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.